Talk for today. What is a miracle? We're always interested in miracles. We're always interested in unusual things. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, and School of Master, and so forth, bringing you What is a Miracle? We have read an article recently by Robert Pellegrino Estrich, What John of God. It's about a man in Brazil who at 16 was guided to use his extraordinary insights to be a healer. And he would go into a trance like Edgar Cayce, but he would go into a trance more like a Rego of Brazil, who would actually do the operations himself. This particular man, John of God, is guided by 34 different beings, entities, who work through him as he is in a trance doing these various things. And thousands, millions of people have gone to him over the years and received rather spectacular healings. Now, if you're interested in more detail on that, you can just go to johnofgod.com, or you can look on our internet line, that is on the, what is it again? The UniDean stuff that I put on, and I will have a little article on there for you. Now, this John of God does physical things to people, and healings take place. He has been plagued by officials not to do it, told he was doing everything wrong and things like that, and he didn't believe it. He just went on and did what he believed was right to do. And the fascinating thing about it is that observers who are there for the press and various other media, they are told, as he is working on people, now, you'll see them dropping like flies around here, and when they do, they are to be taken into the healing room because they have just experienced the healing. And they were not the ones that the master was working on. They are just people in the audience, in the group out there, which itself is very interesting. And that is an indication of how these healings are of the one mind, of the one universal consciousness, which works through everyone. And people say, oh, what a miracle, what a miracle. Well, a cause is put into motion that people come to this fellow and expect to be healed. They expect to have a healing, and their expectation brings it to them, and lo and behold, they have the experience. Now, many people look at this a little astant, saying that truly that cannot be so. Well, the figures, the numbers, and the observers say it is. I say, if such a person were so grand and so wonderful and can do such a wonderful thing like this, why is it the world doesn't know more about it? Why is it other people don't go there and take advantage of it? Well, the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi did great things, but he became public, and so people became known of it. Sai Baba did his thing in India, and he still does, and his ashram is flooded with thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people. How strange, you know. And these people come there and they experience wonders, and he does not claim to be a healer. He does not claim to be anything, but people have healings when they go there. Now, John of God doesn't claim to do anything. He just lets the spirit or spirits work through him to guide him to do what he's doing. Mothers have done this historically with their children, and they had used the old wives' tales to take care of the children and take care of their illnesses, and were quite successful many times. And in the early days, without other type of medicine, it was very well done. Now, I just make a little side point here. This man does not have a doctorate. He does not have a degree in medicine. He does not have a degree in surgery or any of these things. And of course, the medical associations around the world are on his back because of that. They don't want somebody practicing medicine successfully without having proper degrees. Now, there's a lot of people who have degrees and they aren't able to practice. I think one of the most interesting things that for us to consider is that medicine as a topic or as a condition goes back to the days before Hippocrates. Hippocrates is supposed to be the father of medicine, but it goes back before that. Because people were practicing what they understood. They were witches, they were healers, they were people who were able to do wonderful things for people because they knew the drugs and they knew the herbs of the field and they knew the things that could do it. Plus they knew manipulation with their hands of the body and how they could, by twisting the body, which was out of line here, this way, and lo and behold, pop, it went back into shape. Well, after doing that a number of times, they developed a program they called chiropractic. You know, it's like the 5,000 years ago, the emperor, the yellow emperor of China, he approved a condition that had been being used in China for many years before he came along, which is called acupuncture. And acupuncture is the use of needles into the meridians of the body, which are completely invisible to any human eye, or any eye at all. And but they have figured it out by trial and error, what meridians do it and how it does it. How they'll take a needle and stick it in the neck, and then the toe ache is gone, you know. Well, now, John of God does many silly things, too. He works through the nose and has an ulcer removed from the stomach. He works through the nose and has something done through the toe. Well, these are all sort of flashes of the acupuncture type of program, of the meridians of the body and how they function. And so he's working through all of these various areas unknowledgeably because he lets a divine impulse in him guide whatever he's doing. And he calls it his various entities that are guiding him. Well, whatever you want to call it, that's fine, but just follow the divine within yourself and you will be able to do all these things too if you choose to or you wish to. You know, we say Jesus healed, raised Lazarus from the dead and stuff like that. Well, he didn't. He didn't at all. He merely went in, he looked at the illusion, he said he's only sleeping. Well, his body was already decaying and they said, that's sleep? Yeah. Jesus said, hey, I see him only sleeping. And with a snap of his finger, he was back. Lazarus was back on deck, as were the other people Jesus worked with in that way. So, you see, it's all really mental. There is nothing spiritual, if you will, that Jesus did to Lazarus. He merely called forth the truth in him. John of God here works with these people and calls forth the truth in them. Oh, true, he may do an operation, he may cut into the flesh, he may do other things. And in one illustration given here, he worked on the person, on their eyeball or something like that, and then picked up the blouse, and there was the injury already with a couple stitches in it, and it was done. Now, had that been done beforehand or something? Was that a miracle? Was that something unusual? Or what is it what? In the article here, it says that he writes prescriptions for drugs and things like that with his hand seeming to be disembodied from his body, just floating over and doing these things and writing these things. Well, how interesting, you know? How absolutely interesting. I think that the more we know about the universality of God, the allness that we are, the more we can begin to enjoy it. And though we think our walking on fire is a great monumental thing, it's just a very small step in the great step of being aware of the allness that we are. So, if you wish, you can go to the internet and say johnofgod.com and see what comes up. I haven't pulled it up yet. I must do that. And when you do, you'll get his autobiography, the Miracle Man, it's called. And he's from Brazil, and the story's quite interesting. So if you are on my
email list.
On my email list. If you're on my email list, you'll get a copy of this article that Robert Pellegrino Estrich has written. And it is quite a fascinating little article. It's quite a few pages, but it's quite fascinating. And it tells all of the things that he's done. And if you are in any way suffering from a condition that you have not been able to get rid of, you might want to take a trip down to Brazil and see the fellow. He doesn't charge anything for his services, but he has 6,000 people every day, 3-4 days a week, I believe it is, that come in and see him. And he's a very busy fellow. But those that we have heard about who have gone down there have been amazed, surprised, and satisfied with what he's done. Yes, the John of God. How about the Herb of God, or the Sylvia of God, or Ellen of God, or Ingeborg of God, or the Rex of God, you know. We're all of God. And the sooner we begin recognizing that, the sooner we begin being all that we can be in a wonderful, wonderful way. Have a nice day, and know that I love you very much. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.